Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis of Masechet Sukkah. We're holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, a famous line: Mishal Ra'a Simcha Beis Shoeva La Ra'a Simcha Miyamav. If you never got to see the Simcha of the Beis Shoeva, you never saw genuine Simcha. How did it work? Motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the night after the first day of Sukkot, Yordu La Ezras Nashim, the Kohanim, the Levim, the people all went to the Ezras Nashim, Umesakna Sham Tikun Gadol, and they made a really nice thing there that Tikun Gadol, something that was very beneficial. We'll get into that in the Gemara, what exactly this Tikkun Gadol was. But anyway, continuing to describe the scene, Minoros Shel Zav Hayisham, that these golden candelabras in the Ezras Nashim, Varbas Falim Shel Zav, and there were four big kelim, Birasheim, of gold on the top of these candelabras, Varbas Sulamos L'Kol Echad V'Echad, and each of these Safalim had four ladders that went up to them, Varbas Yeladim Yipir Chikuna, and four young Kohanim would go up, would ascend those ladders, would be a dame kadim shel me'avesum lug, carrying 120 lug jugs of oil, shehein metilin the kol seifel the seifel, and they would put it into each of the kalim on the top of the menorah. Mibloim minichseh kohanim, they would take the worn out big day kohuna, umehem yanehen, and their the belts, mehen hoyim afkiin, they would tear them up and they would make wicks, ubehen hoyim adlikin, and they would light those wicks. Velohaya chatzir b'yushlaim sheina me'ira me'ar beis ha-shoeva, and there wasn't a single chatzir in Yushlaim that wasn't lit up from the light of the beis ha-shoeva. Chasidim anashe maisa hayim arakdin b'fnehem, the chasidim anashe maisa would dance in front of them, in front of these menorahs, ba'avuko shel or shabiyadein, and they were carrying torches of fire in their hands. Va'omrim l'fnei divrei shiros shpachos, and they would say all sorts of praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was master of the shechina in the mikdash. Va'levim b'kinoros b'nevalim b'mitzaltayim b'chatzosos b'klei shir, and levim with all sorts of instruments below mispar. It was a million piece band, so you couldn't even count how many klei shir there were. Al chamesh esrei malos hayordos mezus shalazus. And they stood on the 15 steps that went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. Keneged Chamesh Esrei Shebet Tehillim. And the reason there were 15 steps corresponding to the 15 Shira Maluses that we have in Tehillim. Shaleim Levi'in Omdim B'Klei Shir V'Am Shir. That's where the Levi'in would stand with the Klei Shir and sing Shira. V'Amdu Shnei Kohanim B'Shara Elyon. And two Kohanim would stand in the Shara Elyon, the Sharni Kanor. She Yorid Me'Ez Yisrael Ezras Nashim. That went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. U'Shnei Chatzot. And they had two chatzotros in their hands. Kara hagever, the rooster would crow, or the announcement would go out that the Kohanim should go to the Avoda, Levim to the Duchan, Yisrael to Ma'amadam, before Alos HaShachar. Taku, ve'riu, ve'taku, they blew a tkiya, higil l'mala asiris, they went down and they reached the 10th step. Taku, ve'riu, ve'taku, again they blew tkiya, trua tkiya, higil l'azara, then they got down to the Ezras Nashim. Taku, ve'riu, ve'taku, and again they blew, for a third time, a tkiya, trua tkiya, Hayutokin v'holchin ad shemagin l'shara yotzin. They would continue blowing until they got to the gate that leaves the Ezras Nashim toward the Harabayis mi mizrach on the eastern side, and that's where they would go out to draw the water. And this whole time was going from west to east, this whole procession. Higiu l'shara yotzei, when they got to the shara yotzei, mi-mizrach hafchu pnein, mi-mizrach l'marav, they turned their face from the east to the west, va'amru, and they said, avoseinu shayu b'makom hazeh, our forefathers who were in this spot, in the first base of Mikdash, they were kofrim, and achareyam el hechel, they turned their back to the hechel, u'pneihem kedma, and their faces, they faced toward the mizrach, u'mishtachvim kedma, and they bowed toward the sun. Va'anu, but we l'ka einenu, our eyes are to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hayushonin Omrim Anu l'ka u'l'ka einenu. They would say a double expression: we are to God, and to God is our eyes. So we said in the Braisa, anyone who didn't see the Simchas Beis Shoeva never saw genuine Simcha. And similarly, someone who didn't see Yerushalayim in all of its splendor never saw a beautiful city. Someone who never saw the Beis HaMikdash built never saw a beautiful building. So Maihi, which Beis HaMikdash are we saying was so beautiful? Was it the building of Shlomo, or Nechemiah ben Chakalia, or Hordas? So I'm Rabbi Vitamer of Chista. the beautiful building that we're talking about, Zebinyan Hordas. It's talking about Hordas' renovations to the second Beis HaMikdash. But my Bane, what did Hordas build the Beis HaMikdash with that it became so beautiful? So Amar Rabba, Ba'avne Shisha. He built it with certain types of marble, Umarmara, and a certain type of white stone. And then there's another day, Ikada Amri Ba'avne Shisha Kuchla, with like a blue marble, Umirmara, and a white stone, Apik Safa Va'ayil Safa. And the rows of the stone would, one row would be recessed in and the other one would protrude out. So that you could cement them together. Savar l'mishaya b'dahava. He wanted to plate the whole thing with gold. Amar le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Shafke. No, leave it the way it is. D'hachi shapar tfei. It's even more beautiful this way. D'mischazi ka'at vasa d'yama. Because it looks like waves of the sea and it has this magnificent look to it. Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yudah Amar Misha l'ra d'il pulstun shal Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. Anyone who didn't see the beautiful shul that they had in Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, lo ra b'kvodan shal Yisrael, has never seen the glory of the Jewish people. Amru kamin b'silki gedolah, so it was like a giant palace, stav l'fnimi stav, and it had two platforms, in one inside the other. Sometimes it had as many people there as left Mitzrayim, 600,000 people. Some say 1.2 million people. And there were 71 places to sit, 71 golden benches for the Sanhedrin that they made for themselves, corresponding to the 71 members of Sanhedrin Gedola. Kol achas v'achas, each of these benches, ena p'chusam yasam v'echad ribo kikare zahav. Weighed a tremendous amount. They were made out of a tremendous amount of gold. Ubima shel eitz v'emtzi'isa, and there was a large bima made out of wood in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses, v'chazan HaKnesses omid aleha, and like the gabai would stand on the bima, v'asurdun biyado, and he would carry flags in his hands. V'kivin she'igia lanos amein, when it came time to answer amein to the bracha the shliach tzibur, was so massive, not everyone would be able to hear it. So hala meinif pasudar, he would wave the flag, v'kala am on amein, and then everyone would answer amein. V'lo ha'yoshvin moravin el zahavin b'fnei atzman, v'chasafin b'fnei atzman, v'na Apachin b'fnei atzman, v'tarsiyim b'fnei atzman, v'gardiyim b'fnei atzman. Kishani nichnas l'sham hayimakir bali umnuso, v'nifnas l'sham misham parnasaso parnasasan shebeso. They wouldn't just all sit wherever you wanted to sit. They would sit based on profession. The goldsmiths, the silversmiths, the coppersmiths, the weavers. Everyone would sit together with people from their profession, and therefore, if there was someone who had a hard time finding work, he would go and network. He would sit near the people that have his profession, and he would network with them. Amar Abaye v'kulhu katlin Alexandros Mukhtin. All of these hundreds of thousands of people were killed by Alexandros Mukhtin. So it says, Amar, my time in Yanshu, why were they punished so terribly? Mishum da avri haikra lo sosif and lo shuv b'derech hazeh od. Inhu hadar asu, unbelievable, because they violated the din in the Torah that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, and they went back to Mitzrayim. So since they violated this din, this pasuk, that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, so that's why they were punished so terribly, that they established such a large community in Mitzrayim. Kiyasa ashkechinu davukaru b'sifra. So the Gemara brings a maysa that when Alexandra, meaning explaining how they got killed, when Alexandra came to destroy them, he found them reading Sefer Devarim, and they were reading Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Meirachok. So Amar, he said to himself that there's a remez that from hearing this pasuk, Michti, Hu Gavra Bay the Mesis Finta Basariyome. He says, I wanted to bring a boat that will take 10 days to get here. But the wind carried the boat so fast that we got here in 5 days. And he realizes that's a remez, that he's like a nesher, that he comes like an eagle, and therefore nafal alai v'katlinu, who he attacked and he killed them. The Mishnah says on the Simchas Beis Shreva occurred on the night after the first day of Sukkot, and they made a tikkun gadol. So says Gemara, my tikkun gadol. What exactly was this tikkun gadol that they made at the Simchas Beis Shreva? is Shueva. Amr Blazar Kausa Shashaninu, Chelka Haisa Barishona. In the time of the Bais Rishon, there were no ledges or anything like that. Vahikifua Gzustra, and they made a balcony around three edges. And their new takana was that the women sit in the balcony and the men sit down below. And that was a great, great takana. Why was it such a great takana? Because now you didn't have mixing of men and women. That's the source of the idea of mechitza in our shuls. Tan Rabban, Barishona, Yanashim Bifnim, Vanashim Bechutz. Originally, the women were on the inside, and the men were on the outside of the Harbayis. So Yubayim Lidei Kalas Rosh, and that led to Kalas Rosh, because the men would have to walk through the women in order to get there. Skinushi, Yanashim Yoshus Mi Bechutz, Vanashim Mi Bifnim. So they made a takana that the women will be on the outside and the men on the inside. Vadayin Ha Yubayim Lidei Kalas Rosh, but it's still that the Kalas Rosh. Hiskinushi, Yanashim Yoshus Mi Lamaila, Vanashim Mi Lamata. So they made a new takana that the women will sit up above and the men will sit down below. So, but how were they allowed to build these zizin on the Beis Hamikdash? Vaksiv hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alaya skil, that the entire tzura of the binyan David got as a direction from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, how are they allowed to change it? So, Amar Rav kra ashkuchu v'darish. They found another pasuk to darshan that taught that they were allowed to change it. Because the pasuk says, "Safta aretz mishpachos, mishpachos levad, mishpachos peisav levad, and mishayim levad." Amru halodvarm kal v'chomer. So he said, whoa, if the pasuk is describing a hesped, and it says that the men and the women were separate, so we can make a kal v'chomer. Uma lasadavar sh'osin behesped. When they're doing a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef who was killed, and the pasuk describes that the men and the women have to be separated, even though people generally are not in very frivolous moods at a hesped, there's not much of a yetzer hara. Still, amr Torah nashim levad v'nashim levad. The men and the women have to be separate. Achshav she'asukim b'simcha. So when we're involved in the simcha space hashoeva, much more likely to lead to kalas rosh. V'yetzer hara shaleit b'hem, and there's significant yetzer hara. Alachas kama v'kama. All the more so, how important it is to separate the men and the women. So main points on nun aleph. These are as follows. Number one, that they would blow the trumpets on the 15 steps, which relate to the 15 shiramalos. Number two, some very impressive things, like the simchas beis. There are three very impressive things. The simchas beis shreiv is the most impressive simcha. Yerushalayim is the most impressive city. The beis hamikdash is the most impressive building. The mikdash of Hordus, at least, is the most impressive building. Main point number three, the description of the shul in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, with people sitting by profession on golden benches, and the chazan waving a flag to answer amen. Main point number four, the story of Alexander seeing a divine sign that he should kill the Jewish community of Egypt. And main point number five, the tikkun gadol that they made in the Beis HaMikdash was separating the men and the women, which they learned they were allowed to do through a kal v'chomer from the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph.